Pigeons. On the crooked arm of Columbus, on his clock, they mimic his blind and statuary stare, and the chipped profiles of his handmaidens they adorn with droppings. Over the loud square, from all the arms and ledges of their rest, only a bread crust or a bell unshelves them. Adding to Atlas's globe, they dispose themselves with a fat propriety and pose as garlands importantly about his burdened shoulders. Occasionally, a lift of wind uncarves them. Stone becomes them. They, in their turn, become it. Their opal eyes have a monumental cast, and in a maze of noise, their quiet croom croom dignifies the spaces, suggesting the sound of silence. On cobbled islands, marooned in tantrums of traffic, they know their place, faithful and anonymous, like servants, and never beg, but properly receive. Arriving in rainbows of oil and water feathers, they fountain down from buttresses and outcrops, from Fontainebleau and London. And squat on the margins of roofs, with a gargoyle look, they note from an edge of air, with hooded eyes, the city slowly lessening the sky. All praise to them who nightly in the parks keep peace for us, who cosmopolitan patrol and people all cathedral places, and easily, lazily haunt and inhabit St. Paul's, St. Peter's, or the Madeleine, the paved courts of the past, pompous as keepers. A sober race of messengers and custodians, neat in their international uniforms, alighting with a word perhaps from Rome. Permanence is their business, space and time their special preservations. And wherever the great stone men we save from death are stationed, appropriately on the head of each is perched, as though forever, his appointed pigeon.